Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Your boy Juicy J,
D-Bag.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, Juicy that nigga. Yeah. I keep me two hoes, like that nigga Jack Tripp. I shoot in they face, like that boy Reggie Miller. And I kill that pussy, like my name Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm horny, and I ain't too proud of being. Instead, show me the bed. Early morning, breakfast, and head. And I got Tina, Tasha, and Toya. I call them the triple threat. All them bitches be soaking with this. The first night them bitches met.
You know, from the moment she turn around, she know how to back it up and drop it down.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alde. I have my co-host on the line, Andre Ziegler. What's up, Dre?
What's up, Dre?
Never mind.
Medisa said she'll be a
video later.
Medisa said she'll be a little late tonight, and so we understand that she'll be a little tardy. Taylor is here. Let me get her on the phone line. Hey, Taylor. What's up?
Hey.
Yeah. So tonight we are talking responsibility. Let's talk about it. Responsibility as adults. How did we learn our responsibility? Who did we get it from? Do we have life lessons that had to be taught to us in our childhood? And now we use them in our adulthood. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Let me throw our disclosure out there. We cuss, we drink, we say bad things every now and again. Yeah. Oops, let me mute my phone. My stuff is going on right here. But, yeah, that's what we do. And so, you know, if it's not your cup of tea, we understand. But take a shot of Hennessy. It might work for you. And here comes Medisa. She is here on the line. She said she's going to be tardy. She's all about 3 minutes late. She all right.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah. I'm great. I'm not feeling well, but, you know, I'm good.
Okay.
No shot. I'm good.
Just making sure.
No, I'm not taking no shots. I don't ever want to touch another shot of anything ever again. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. We don't even want you to take a shot of water.
No.
I said not a shot of nothing.
I don't even want you to take a shot of air, shot of water, no nothing.
Don't even fix my lips
and say
shh,
shh, shh. You want to do what? Oh, no, honey, you can't do that. Not while we're around.
Not on this watch,
honey. I would never shall I ever suggest that ever again. That was a bad idea on my part. I accept responsibility of that badass hot deal. So, the first thing we're going to talk about in this responsible ass life is that taking responsibility of our fucked up actions. Because, okay, you have to learn how to be the bigger person in certain situations when you take responsibility of shit, right?
True.
Right. Because, you know, who always told you, if you did it, you did it. You can't say you don't know why you did it. Hell, I know why I did it. Like last week, I knew why. I knew why I wanted everybody to take a shot because I wanted people to be prepared for what I was getting ready to tell them about. Well, my thought process was definitely everybody's going to have fun. We need to be relaxed. We need to giggle a little bit. Well, goddamn, look what happened. I'm responsible for that shit. I apologize to everybody who got a phone call, including my own self. I got to apologize to myself. At least I'm a happy drunk.
This is true.
Ooh, yeah, thank God for that. Because if
I
you
call y'all crying and cussing everybody out, I was probably making y'all laugh. Well, let's just say my children got my children got they told me stories. I didn't remember nothing when I woke up the next. Last thing I remember was choking on a piece of chicken. That's it. Mm-hmm. Never.
We're not gonna talk about you dying on our clock. We're not gonna talk about you dying.
Not on the piece of chicken. Let's move on.
So this is kind of where this came from. Also, this it wasn't a joke about last week. It's actually because you know I've been dealing with some stuff lately, and I've been dealing with some irresponsible ass adults. You would think in our 30-plus years that we've been on this earth that we've learned some things. Some people ain't that's why I told y'all, you know, what were some life lessons that you may have learned when you were a child? What did they teach you in your, bring you into your adulthood? So I was taught to... If I did something, own up to it. You know, if I told a lie or whatever, which is very, very rare of me, and I learned a long time ago not to lie. So I'm going to own it. Like, I'm going to say, hey, cat dog, I did it, sure did. If I get caught cheating, which has never happened, I ain't never been caught, and that don't mean to say that I ain't ever done it, but I ain't never been caught. But if I was caught, yep, I did it. Sure did. Mm-hmm. Yep. And? This is me owning up to it. So, man, why is it so hard as adults at this point to own up to the shit that you do? What y'all think about that?
I think people are they don't understand the value of keeping it real. Like, what's the point of lying and, you know, scheming and the manipulating? Like, if you did it, you did it. Say that you did it. You know what I'm saying? So that the person that you're dealing with can make a decision whether or not they want to continue to deal with you after the bullshit that you didn't done, whether it be, you know, you told a lie on them or you did something you wasn't supposed to do. Like, people, they are afraid of allowing people to see who they are and that they flaw. They just want to put on this impression like they got it all going on and everything is all perfect, but everybody's flawed. So I think it's fear of keeping it real.
I think that too, as well as they fear what the outcome could be. Because depending on what has been done, they don't know what the outcome may be. Maybe he or she will leave. Maybe he or she may have to call the police and tell them to come pick your ass up because you done deaded them, now the CSI is outside. Like, you never know what the reaction is going to be. So they don't know, and they fear what could possibly be. That might be another reason why people don't own up to their situations and stuff. What y'all think, Taylor and Dre?
Well, I think that there are a group of people out there in the world that just don't know no better. Like, nobody raised them properly. And they just don't know no better. So they just do stuff, and they don't take responsibility for it because they just don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just point blank period. Like, they just don't know no better.
Dre?
I think they just don't want to grow the hell up, and they've been spoiled all of them. Like, they're looking for somebody to take care of their ass.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's basically what it is, because if you look at it, like, I ain't going to say no name, but I hope he's listening, but
oh, damn.
This one cat, like, forever, just, like, he was staying with his mom, and then he went and got, like, food stamps for some kids that's just his, but he don't even ever have them. And then
damn.
He got the nerve to bash. Then he got the nerve to bash females every other day. Like, it's crazy. And then he gets mad because ain't nobody trying to help him or nothing like that. So he's a single father, this and the third. But you a single father, but you getting $200 and some odd over food stamps, and you was living with your mom. But ain't nobody trying to help you.
Well, you living with your mama, that's help.
Yeah, and then you got the nerd to complain about
exactly.
Like, those are your kids. Nobody got to help you do nothing, but you got to be a man and take care of your responsibility. The people, they want to go out here and live this lifestyle that people they see on TV, and like, I want to say his name so bad, but I ain't going to do it. This one cat, he wanted them to go out and buy shoes and all these expensive clothes, this, that, and the third, but he ain't got no car. And constantly calling Verizon and all of that. But you got the brand new Air Zooms and the brand new Jordans that come out, the new Air Paco, all the new fancy clothes. But you don't want to save no money to get no car. And then you got the nerve to get mad because nobody was going to pick you up. People don't want to go. They don't want to take care of their priorities. They scared to grow up. You can't be 12 forever.
You're right. You can't be you seriously can't be this child forever. At some point, you have to grow up. I get if you're, let's say. My limit is really, 22, 23, I'm going to be real honest. If you're in college and you're trying to save up and do all that, okay, I get it while you're at home. If you ain't got no extras like kids and stuff, okay, I get it. I understand why you're at home, okay? But if you out here and got, 5 kids, and you really as nearly with your pen. Is there a reason why you can't take care of yourself and your 5 kids?
At that point,
you might as well just turn it into a business. At that point, just if that's what you're going to do, at least let it be lucrative.
Right, make some money.
Exactly.
What's that movie? Like that movie where that guy starts selling his sperm. And he got all them babies. Remember that movie?
Okay. Y'all continue the show. I got to check in with my neighbor. Y'all continue in. Y'all keep going.
Oh. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It was the dude who played Tupac in Notorious. And I can't remember what the name of the show is, but him and Kerry Washington was in the movie. And he got laid off his job. So Kerry Washington was his fiance or his ex-girlfriend, and she was end up being a lesbian. So they paid her and her girl.
Oh, God,
you know what I'm talking about? And he had all them babies. Like he was. So he had 15 babies at one time.
Some of our clients from 8 Mile.
Yeah, him. Yep. I don't remember his name. I can't think of his name.
I can't remember his name for shit, but yeah, I know the movie you're talking about because he had this little rat. That look, That little hat he had on in that movie got on my nerves.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he wouldn't take it off either. Yeah, I mean, he got laid off and he started selling his sperm. And, well, he was selling sex. So he was having sex with him. So he made some money. I mean, if you're going to, you know, get rich, you know. I'm just saying. People are really funny, though, because I hate those people who holler, "I'm an adult. I'm grown." Well, first of all, you got to keep telling me you're grown. You probably aren't grown. Secondly, you know, don't nobody owe you shit in this world. Nothing. Zip. Nada. And a lot of people are, you know, they're spoiled. They spoil their kids, and they grow them up, and they have a sense of entitlement, and they feel like everybody owes them something. And these people, unfortunately, grow up to be shitty-ass adults who don't know how to be an adult.
Mm.
You know, think that the world owes them something and that the world revolves around them and, you know, they can do whatever the hell they want to do without any consequence or any regard to anybody else. And that's absolutely not the way that it is. Like, it's ridiculous. I hate a person who fails to take responsibility for the shit that they do. Own up to your shit. My thing is, if you a hoe, own up to being a hoe. That's your business. That's what you do. You know, if you a bum, then own up to being a bum. Like, don't. Whoever you are is who you are. Can't nobody stop you from being who you are. Unfortunately, some of us just ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I respect people that, you know, don't care what other people think and they're just going to be themselves. And if they make a mistake, they're willing to say they made a mistake. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. I mean, everything ain't for everybody to know. But when you're dealing with people that you have established relationships with, there are certain things that are expected. You know what I mean? If I call you a friend, mm-hmm. then there are certain expectations that come with me being your friend. You know? And sometimes you're going to have some difficult conversations with some people. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. I respect the person for being honest and taking responsibility. I fucked up. I made a mistake. Now, what happens after that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But you got to give somebody A for effort for being responsible.
Yes, definitely.
That's my take on y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be responsible. Okay, so I'm sorry I had to step away. My neighbor was calling. I had to check she was supposed to call me back about something. So I apologize for walking away. But were y'all talking about a movie in the name of a movie or whatever?
Yeah, you know the guy who played.
Okay. So somebody has an answer. Somebody was listening while I wasn't listening. The movie is called He Hates Me, and the guy's name is Anthony Mackie. Thank you, Ramon. We appreciate you for listening. Because I have stepped away.
Thank you.
But that's his name. So what is this movie? What is this about? I don't know.
So he when Taylor had made the said make some money off of it. It made me think of that. So basically, he was in this movie with Kerry Washington. Kerry Washington was his girlfriend, but he ended up finding out that she was a lesbian. So when he found out that she was a lesbian because he caught up with this chick, basically they broke up. Kerry Washington ended up being with the other chick or whatever. So Kerry Washington and her lesbian girlfriend basically paid him to have sex with them to get them pregnant. So then all of the other lesbian couples that they knew about started paying him to have sex. So he made bank off of getting all these lesbian women pregnant and had like 16, 17 babies. That's like back to back to back, just babies.
Is this on Netflix? I need to know. Is this on Netflix?
I think
it might be.
I got it on DVD, but I wouldn't get you barred. But the way your return policy is, you can't get it.
Hell no.
Whatever. What? He's still mad.
Your return policy is bad.
He's still mad because I still got his wanted DVD.
and then had it
I was
in
not
2012.
On Netflix. I ain't had it in no 2012. Shut up, Lane.
When'd you get it?
No, it's not on. It's not on Netflix. I'm gonna have to find it. Dre, I'm coming over to your house, and I'm gonna watch it on your TV.
Whatever.
I can't remember which channel if it was on, like HBO or Showtime. I don't remember which one of those it was on, but I had just seen it like last week it came on.
Okay, so Ramona said it's on Stars. Dre said I could probably find it on the Fire Stick. When I go down my mama's house, I'm going to look at her Fire Stick. How about that? How about that one?
Oh yeah.
You
know what? It was on
house.
Stars and Black. That's right. He is so right. It was on Stars and Black. That's right. Yep. That is true.
So he out here selling his sperm to the lesbian women so they can have babies.
It wasn't selling the sperm. He was giving them the whole nine. He was banging them, like, back to back. Like, they would have lines of them up in his, like, coming in and out of his apartment. He was just banging them and getting them pregnant. And they would not let him stop, like... There was one chick on there, like, he was like, I can't
what?
Do it. I can't do it.
$1,500?
He was getting paid loose money. But he ended up going to prison. But I don't know if he... Did he go to prison for that?
Well,
I think it was that.
How you going to jail? Because you... What? Is it against the law to sell your team out here in the streets? Is that like being a gigolo?
I guess it is. I don't know. But he had like he even had some mafia chick. He even had some mafia chick like some mafia chick got some mafia chick who's Italian, whoever people didn't like black people. It was crazy. I just didn't believe it. I was like, this is hilarious though. He actually made money doing that.
Wow. Yeah. Honey. I'm going to have to watch this movie. I'm going to put that on. I wrote it down. I'm going to watch this movie. Y'all can't tell me nothing. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to be like, I need to see what this is about. Because at some point it was on Netflix, and I just didn't watch it. Because I'm good for watching black-ass movies that...
It might be still on there. You just gotta find it.
It's not. I just checked on my app on my Netflix. No, it's not there. So, but I'm good for watching these black ass movies that don't go no further than Netflix. So, yeah, I'm gonna watch that there.
Mhm.
Yep. I need to understand. But. And I get where, like, I see where you were saying that you can, you know, if you're going to be out here being willy-nilly, you might as well go ahead and make some money or something, I guess.
I don't know.
But I don't understand what I don't get is these people who go out here and say, you know, whatever happens. That's one thing I can't stand. You know, whatever happens, happens. That means that you may or may not be taking into consideration some of the things that may or may not happen. Like, if I tell you I am sick or whatnot, and I'm telling you it could be a possibility if I got pregnant, something goes wrong, and you still want to smash without condoms and shit, and then I'm pregnant, and then you're like, well, it is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. We're both responsible in this situation. One, I would be wrong for not protecting myself. And two, you're wrong because you just don't even care. And now something happens to me. I have this baby, and you ain't nowhere to be found. You irresponsible male species. What is wrong with you? Nobody made babies by themselves unless they is the Virgin Mary and her son's name is Jesus. I need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get these people walking out in these streets and just having babies and just
acting as if they don't exist. And that irritates the shit out of me. Like, I promise y'all, on everything I like and love, it has irritated my spirit so bad that I know this particular situation is going on and that I can't say nothing. Because it ain't me, you know what I'm saying? It ain't me going through it. But I can't say anything because you a grown-ass person. You should be responsible enough to put your penis in your pants and keep it there. And if you're not going to keep it there, put something on it. You out here being willy-nilly, giving cooties, and just being a downright horrible-ass person. When it boils down to what Taylor said, your ass just wasn't raised right.
Some people do be raised right. They just don't want to be good people. And like, whatever, I'm going to do whatever.
And
they were taught better than that.
I'm going to do
know
whatever.
They were.
It's
you know what
I'm
saying? And you see them acting a fool.
Your mama taught you better. Really, your mama taught you better than that. But you stayed more out here in these streets, just out here being willy and nilly. I just can't with it, God. I just can't. It doesn't even make sense to my life. But it's just like I don't see it. I don't see how at the end of the day how someone can be like, and you know what? Scratch that thought. So I sit back and I watch this person, okay? Y'all, I literally sit back and watch this person be an ass. To the point of you make jokes about the person that you now have a kid with, but you created the kid with it.
Yikes.
And when I say it, you're right. You sit back, you make all these jokes, and you think they're funny, and people are ha-ha and kiki-ing, and they just don't know you out here that made a baby, and you ain't even taking care of it. And the person that you're talking about in your post is your new baby mama, and she, I don't know. It ain't my place, but I'm just like, look, you got some girl, show him how big your balls is. Like, I'm sorry, you got to stop playing games with them. A lot of people allow these so-called adults, grown-ups, to get away with shit. And that's why they get into these situations that they can't get out of. So Jesus Christ, I don't know. It ain't me. I ain't got no extra chat.
And just to add on to that, I think what's going on out here is people having babies with people that they don't know.
Boom.
Like, just because you got all hot and bothered and he got all hot and bothered, nobody bothered to use protection or anything else. So now this baby is here. Y'all don't know the first thing about each other. Oh, you just now finding out he ain't shit. Or you just now finding out she ain't shit. Don't you think you should have figured that one out first?
Well, let me ask you this. So let's say it is a situation that has been ongoing, right? So they may know each other just a little bit. And you've had red flags of the bullshit that the person could be. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you follow your red flags or your intuition?
Because people think that something's going to be different with them because they think they're different and they can change somebody. Well, that's not going to happen to me.
Girl, you better
maybe he do
speak,
this with
you, some, you better speak
well, he act like that with old girl, but he ain't going to act like that with me because I'm different. Bitch, please. Sit down.
No, bitch. That's no, you're not different. No. You're
right.
Not.
Have several seats. It might take him a little bit longer to show you or take her a little bit longer to show him. You know what I mean? But
nah. They gonna show you who they are.
Oh, they gonna show you.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna learn today.
And I think that some people take such a blind eye to it that it's too late after they have seen it. But what is something? Let me ask this: what are some triggers that that would make you say like, "Whoa, wait a minute, pause, what?" What's something that'll make you do that?
For me, I have an issue with a person who all they do is blame their, like they be in relation. You ask them about their previous relationships or whatever the case may be, and all they do is push the blame off on another person. They can never say that it's something that they did. It's always everybody else. Okay, so, like, you've been in 10 relationships with 10 different women in the last 10 years, and you're telling me that it's all them? No, the light goes off. Flag is up. Nope. Ding, 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 ding. There's an issue. Because
right.
There's fundamentally something wrong with you as a person. If it's a continuum. Like, everybody have a bad relationship here and there, right? You know what I mean? But every relationship... You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I've been in some relationships where I can say it was truly all the other person. And then there are relationships where I've been in and it was me. Whether I wasn't ready to be in the relationship, whether I was just being a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the case may be. So I have an issue with somebody who is always pointing a finger at the next person saying, well, they did this and they did this and they did that. No. The blame game? No. That's not. Something's wrong with you. There's a problem. So I have to step back at that point and be like, nope, I don't want no parts of it. No, thank you.
I have a real issue mm-hmm. with this thing right here. Like women that are dealing with men that don't take care of their children that they have with other women. And then for some odd reason, they get upset when they find out that he's not taking care of their kids. I mean, when you met him, you didn't bother to find out when was the last time he saw his kids, or he never wanted to, like, he just, like, you didn't bother to find this, like, you didn't investigate. He was just like, oh, he got kids. I don't know when the last time he's seen them, but he not going to treat my kids like that. Yes, the fuck he is. I don't know who told you something different, but yes,
right.
He is. Like,
exactly.
my boys had their moving up ceremony this week, and also my daughter had her ceremony to go to first grade. I seen it every time. It's always two people. You can always tell who they are. Mommy and daddy, they don't get along, or he feels some type of way, she feels some type of way. Like, you can tell. It's like, why did you even do that in the first place? Like, I never understand that. As a woman, I could never be, like, if I was dating a guy, if I'm starting to talk to a guy and he has kids, I'm asking questions. When the last time you seen your kids? We spending all this time together. You never was like, hey, I can't this weekend. I can't do this. I can't do that. I got my kids. Or I can't talk right now. I'm busy with my kids. Like, nothing. You just not going to use nothing. It's different if the kids, like, if you don't live in the same state. I get that, but, I mean, if y'all live around the corner from each other, why you don't see your kids? And then why did you think it was going to be different with your kids? Like, I think women need to understand and they need to realize that they shit ain't dipped in gold. And I think somebody somewhere down the line told one of these women that they shit was dipped in gold, and they've been running with that ever since. Because that's what it seems like. It's like you're no different than anybody else.
Right.
And then when you talk to them, it's like, oh, his baby mother crazy. She, all she do is get on that. But, nah, you got the warning signs. Like, wow. You know, you
they,
got
they,
the warning
sign. Definitely there. Wow.
Always warning before destruction.
Yeah. It's, yeah, always, yeah. It's always the quiet yeah. before the storm. Always.
Wow. Dre, what you think? What you got, Dre? And then I'm going to repeat what Ramon said. So Ramon, I'm going to repeat what you said in my inbox, okay? So let you know. Okay, go ahead, Dre.
I don't know, man. It's like, Lord. Sometimes I think people need to go with their gut. Like, you know, if you got that feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you could catch, I'm the type of person, I got this thing about me, and I don't know if I might be the only one that does this shit, but I can tell by the way when I approach somebody and how they, just the way they carry themselves, I can tell right then and there if you ain't about shit.
The way they walk, you ain't, if that ain't about shit, walk.
Get to the walk. And
wow,
like,
I didn't know that.
If I'm talking to you, I can tell when somebody's full of shit and they ain't about nothing. That's why a lot of these chicks, they be giving out numbers and shit. Give me their number, whatever. I won't fuck with them because I can tell they ain't about that. And it's like a lot of dudes, if you walk around this motherfucker and like when you talk to them or whatever, they seem cool. But then when you actually sit down and have a conversation with you, find out that motherfucker dumb as hell.
I know somebody like that.
You got to be the dumbest one. Yeah, it's like you can tell, like, people, they got these shit, like, they got it tackled, man. Like, these new millennium people, they ain't like the 80s and the 90s babies. Well, some of the 90s babies, anyway. Some of the 90s babies are crazy as hell. But they don't want to, they just don't want to do shit. They want a fucking handout.
Entitlement.
And
life don't work like that.
Oh, got you. So, Ramon, I'm getting ready to repeat what you said in my inbox. So in this conversation, Ramon said, going back to the young lady, she thinks she can fix it. And to the point of, he was responding to something Taylor said, and he said, that's why I keep a plan B pills in stock. So, Ramon, I'm going to need you not to be willy-nilly and have to have plan B pills.
Okay. All right. Damn, we said in stock.
In stock, right? Like, those are $50 a pop. Like, are you serious right now in these streets?
Jeez. Yeah, I was going to say, ain't they like $70 or something? I don't know, but.
Yeah, they $50 a pop. So. Yeah. So here's my thought process about the red flags. I see them. And I don't see them up front. I see them in my dreams. That's the thing about me. Like, I see red flags in my dreams. Shit will start happening in my dream that doesn't make sense. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, this is telling me I need to keep my eyes open for something ridiculous, and then something, the ridiculousness happens. And so I pay attention to this. Like, most people don't realize I pay attention to it, but I do. That's why me and such and such butt heads all the time. We butt heads like it ain't nothing. Because in my dreams, it's telling me you about to do some dumb shit. You about to do it. And so, yeah, we got to do some dumb shit. And I need to be prepared for it, ready for it. And I definitely pay something. Like, with this other situation with the red flags, my red flags would have came earlier than what this person's red flag came. Like,
if a guy gives you an STD, right, and this is just, you know, this is just speaking. If a guy gives you an STD, right, you only get one opportunity for that shit to happen. I'm going to be real honest because I take that real personal and real serious because you out here playing with my life. So if that happens, how in the devil did you manage to get the second STD? And how did you, after that second one, how did you still manage to get pregnant?
Wait, I'm confused. When you got the first STD, right, how did you, like, did you make bail? Was there a trial?
Did you make bail?
Right, like, how am I going to set your coochie on fire? And then you go back to
I'm sorry. If I go to the doctor and the doctor tell me I gotta take a pill, I need a shot, I need something, I'm going to jail. Do not go. Do not collect $200. I'm going straight to jail.
Yeah, your throat is split.
Yeah, like that's it. Like I'm not even gonna say nothing to you about it.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna just walk in the house and do it, and then be like, well, I got the cootie.
And I cut that motherfucker
and
off.
And it's a crime of passion because this fool gave me the cootie.
Mhm. But how do you get in a position like that? Like, how does somebody give you something? And then you go back again. Not only do you get another one, then you
and
get
they give you something
it.
Different.
Right.
Wait a minute. Let me back it up. All right. So he gave you the cooties. Okay, cool. You got rid of the cooties. So he gave you cooties part two?
Yeah. A different one.
Different.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. See, you didn't understand it either.
And,
yep.
You didn't understand
it. Let me back up one more time. So, okay.
Okay.
So, all right, y'all did what y'all did, and he gave you the cooties. So, you was like, okay, I got rid of the cooties, and you ain't do no real time. Okay, so you went back, and then he gave you the ultimate cooties? Yeah, I'm not going back for the cootie suit. I don't want it.
You ain't touching me ever again. You could be the last motherfucker on earth.
You're not touching nobody ever again.
Well,
you know she called her Mexican homies, honey. He'd be somewhere floating up one of them rivers in New Jersey. You can't tell me it's okay. Like, and you're not going to shoot me no shit up. Well, maybe you got it from the toilet stool. Bitch, what? What?
I know a female that caught crabs from the toilet stool because she used the bathroom at a fucking.
But it ain't one of them. They jump. But this,
like
this wasn't a bug. This wasn't no bug though.
So she got one. All of
right. So okay. I'm sorry. So it wasn't like okay. Like she went to the Sunco and she used the bathroom and then she got a little itch.
No,
like
she
full blown got like she got a bum bump on her lip and all that. Like oh my god.
I don't know if it was on her lip, but
it was probably
going
to be
the two booties were. I don't know what the two booties were, but they were two different ones.
She probably got one of the big three. She probably got one of the big three the first time and then got the second big three. But you, why the fuck would you go back?
Why?
I don't understand that logic. Like, because once somebody's a hoe, they a hoe. And if somebody nasty, they nasty. You know what I mean? And it's just,
I can't wait to have this conversation that we're going to have next week, because I feel like there's going to be a whole bunch of holes in the streets for next week. Oh, my God.
I can't deal. I just don't understand that logic. Like, it's, people need to – this is the bullshit that I don't understand about people. People will lay up with anybody and everything. And my thing is this. It's too much shit out here. It's shit going around that people cannot get rid of. Women, African-American women, the ages of 16 to fucking 25 are the most, the highest number of fucking cases of HIV, new cases. How in the hell do you lay up with somebody and they burn your ass, give you one of the big three, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and what's the other one? Whatever it is.
Syphilis is
motherfuckers can be walking around with syphilis and not even know it until they got the last stage of that shit, because it's they you don't have no symptoms. But you get let's walk through this logic real quick. You go to the doctor, so you know something wrong, because most women. If you know your body,
we know.
And if that thing is smelling something vicious, if them juices coming down there is not the right color, like you, there's something wrong. So you go to the doctor. You got discharged and look like snot, and you probably got a fever by now, bitch. And you. They tell you you got something. They give you a shot in your ass or give you some pills that you got to take for however long. Then you go lay back up with this mug again and get something else. And then you turn around and get pregnant by him. You know what? Motherfuckers like that, you asking to get something. I hate to say it, you deserve to get burnt up. That's stupid. Where's the logic in that? Like, seriously, where is the logic in that? There's nothing logical.
There is
because obviously this person is running around dipping and dabbing in any and everything, and he running around with a dirty dick, and you keep letting him put his dirty dick up in you, and then you get a baby. So what happens if your baby come out with something? You want your baby to come out blind because you got chlamydia while you were pregnant? I mean, what?
Listen at the nurse on the show.
I'm just saying. I got my health care background. Sorry, my belly. I'm just saying.
That's why I said it. I know your background, so that's why I said that.
Listen at that nurse on the show.
Ramona, I'm about to walk back over to the computer. I'm all thirsty. I was being nosy earlier, and I couldn't get nothing to drink. But Ramona said people don't have that fear of HIV like they did back in the 90s when Magic got sick. You don't see too many more commercials anymore, you know, trying to avoid it.
Yeah, I better be scared.
Because
y'all know good and daggone well, y'all ain't got that magic money to go get that cure.
Exactly. You ain't got that. And I hear the medicine, I done seen it firsthand, people who, you know, working in healthcare, you see all kind of stuff. You know what I mean? The medicine is thousands and thousands of dollars just to keep yourself functional. Like,
Yep. This shit is what, $5,000 a pill now? Old boy raised this shit up.
But it's expensive and it's ridiculous. Like, why would you want to put yourself in a situation like that? I just don't understand. I mean, you know, and willingly, it's one thing when you don't know somebody fucking around on you, like somebody, like, but that's a telltale sign. And then you know what? Another thing, people don't have enough balls to tell people before they lay down with them and decide they want to be unprotected. How about we go get checked out to make sure we ain't got nothing? Because some people have some shit. There are some STDs that people have and they don't have symptoms. Women, for instance, do not have symptoms of trichomonas. You'll never know that they have trichomonas. They don't have symptoms. Men don't have symptoms of that either. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it's some shit that's laying up in there dormant, waiting for the right atmosphere to happen, and people don't have enough balls to say, look, before I lay down with you, you know what I mean, I'm going to stop, and let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it right. I want to make sure that you good and I'm good. You know what I mean? Because people don't go to, unfortunately, people just don't go to the doctor like they're supposed to. They don't get their yearly checkups. They don't get they just don't do it.
I agree with all of this, and I don't understand the willy-nilly of the world. I just don't. I don't understand it. But the signs were there. Janine said that a red flag for her is when you can't meet the parents. Is there a reason why you can't take me home to meet your mama? Do I not pick her do I not suit your mama enough? Because you know what? And we've talked about this before. This one guy once told me that I could meet his mother. And I said, you know, I really, and this is before we like kind of even talked about dating. He was like, I could take you home to my mother. And I said, wait a minute. Ramon, you're not going to, I'm trying to tell a good story. You're not going to say this stuff in my inbox. I'm going to tell y'all what he said after I tell y'all my story. So he's telling me, he was like, you know, yeah, I can take you home to meet my mother. I'm like, well, why do you feel like I'm such a good person to be able to take home to meet your mama? Because, you know, once somebody's mama meets me, I'm just going to tell you, your mama not going to dislike me. There's only one person's mama who dislikes me, and I don't like her either. So,
damn.
But right.
What?
And so, so it's very rare that I find a mother that doesn't like me. So your mama's gonna love me, and if you try to do me wrong, your mama gonna bring me up when it comes to your next girlfriend. Like, whatever happened to that old nice, pretty, light skinned girl you used to talk to? And this is the reason why he said he could take me home to meet his mother, because I passed the brown paper bag test. So that's the reason why he told me he could
take me home to his mother. Wait a minute. We're not going to skip over that.
We're not going to skip over
it. The brown paper bag.
Yeah.
What kind of...
He had one of them really old-school, down-home, southern-ass mamas that still believe in the brown paper bag rule. Do not bring... It pretty much is, don't bring a girl home who is darker than a brown paper bag.
Oh, hell no.
Well, you know what? I'm not even,
It's not a time that we live in. Keep in mind, this is not a time that we live in. But as an older southern woman, and like in between your 60s, 70s, and 80s, they still think of it. But you have to look at it that way. It's not our generation who believes in this, but it's that older generation that does. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him like, okay, look, listen. And we're still friends to this day. We're not in nobody's relationship together that lasted about 6 months for me, because I was like, I really don't, you have some things about you that I really don't like, so therefore I'm not going to continue it. But the females that he has dated after me all fit the same rule. No woman could be taken home to his mother unless she passed it. So it's very interesting. You got dumped because you was too dark? You used to talk
to him? No, because I didn't take her to meet my mom and my pops. My pops
were living. Well, everybody don't need to meet your mama and your daddy. But Ramon says,
every time I introduce somebody that I'm feeling to, my parents, like when I introduced Crazy down there in Burlington to my own, I took her to the family reunion. Not only did she meet my mom and my daddy, she met my entire family. Every time I do this,
and the bitch batshit crazy,
we wind up breaking up and go for some bullshit. So I wait before you meet my mom and my dad. It's like I get deep every time.
Can't take everybody home to meet my mama. I don't care how good you think your pain is to my life. I can't take everybody home to meet my mama. I think
my mother has met in the last 16 years. I think my mother has only met two in the last 16 years. Two. Okay? Even though a couple of weeks ago she tried to marry me off on Facebook, I don't know what her problem was and why she thought she was about to do that. But yeah, you don't go meet P. Reed and Bobby. You don't go meet them. And if I suggest that you want to meet them, that means that I kind of like something about you and you're going to be around for a while, because introducing you to my parents means that I'm introducing you to my daughter.
Exactly.
You ain't meeting Miss Sharon unless you the real deal.
Mm-hmm. And you're not meeting none of them. You might meet my friends. You'll meet my friends before you meet my parents.
Right.
My friends, I promise you, I think, you know, like, you definitely would, because my friends, they'll tell you exactly who I was supposed to be married to. They'll tell you exactly who that person is. And they were like, y'all just too much. Just too much. But anyway, but before Ramon fills up my inbox with all this stuff, I got to tell y'all what he said. So he said that his mama met all his hoes.
Oh, hell no.
That's what he said, hoes.
I came with him.
And he said, I let them meet my mom to gain a psychological advantage. She loved all them hoes. That's exactly what Ramon said. I read it word for word, verbatim.
He's using his mama.
And, you know, and he loved his mama. He loved his mama.
He's using his mama.
He loves
an
mama.
Advantage. Yeah.
Let me tell you how. I ain't about to use my mama. My mama ain't. I tell y'all, my mama is some kind of funny. She worse than me.
Well, y'all know mine.
She say, right.
She has no
kids. And she worse than me. How can you be worse than me?
Yeah.
I'm usually the worst.
Yeah,
you know,
my mama
so
has no filter either.
And then add a little bit of military background into that. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's just.
That thing don't care, honey. She's funny. So, she's funny. Say what, Dre?
Her facial expressions when she be talking to
us. Oh, worse than me. Oh, she worse than me. She will turn her nose up at something. And you'll be like, what are you turning your nose up at? And she'll just be this look on her face. You
that
know?
That same look she gave you, that look she gave you when you left me and her back there walking and you and your child was gone.
Yeah, see? Lord, didn't the rain just fell out? Oh, and here's something that Ramon suggested when meeting parents and whatnot. He said, try introducing them to your opposite sex best friend. He said, my best friend was a woman and hated all my girlfriends. So listen, if you listen to this show, y'all know Dre is my best friend, right? I hope y'all know that, right? So Ramon, Dre is my best friend. So, Dre's girlfriends don't like me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Ooh,
that thing hated you, honey.
They don't care. I didn't know I don't want that. I don't want him. He don't want me. And I ain't going to let him do you wrong. Because at the end of the day, I'm still a female. I ain't going to let him do you wrong. But, bitch, if you keep talking junk about me, I'm going to introduce him to some hoes. Please don't play with me. but when they, it's so funny because they were like, oh, your best friend, she's so cool, she's so funny. But when we get to hanging out and whatnot, why you always with her? Why she always calling you? Yeah, I realize that's the only person I talk to really on some days is my best friend Drake. And I really don't be, sometimes we don't even be on the phone for 5 or 10 minutes. I just call to tell them some dumb shit and get on off the phone, probably. But why you always talking to her? Bitch, why you ain't got no friends? What in the world? Why you ain't got nobody to call? Or they trying to be petty and try to go make friends and try to make us jealous? Bitch, this friendship was here before you. Bye. Okay, I don't be messing them up. Them hoes be messing themselves up. Because I be vouching for them. Don't I, Dre? In the beginning, I be vouching for them. Like, she's a nice girl. She seems so nice. But when that bitch is talking about me, like I did something to her, oh, honey, that's a whole different story. Now, if you want me to do something to you, I will. They don't like me, honey. They can't stand me. They don't even, them bitches don't even speak. Don't even speak. How you ain't, now you want to talk, right? When you walk into somebody's house, right? If I'm the person that walks into the house, I am required to speak to everyone in that house. Because I just walked into your house. So I'm going to say, hey, Dre, that's the owner of the house. Hey, girlfriend, whatever your name is, how are you today? I'm going to acknowledge you and I'm going to talk to you, but if you turn your nose up at me, bitch, when I say, hey, how you doing? You might want to figure out your exit. But what? I'm serious. Y'all know I'm serious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. They might be listening. They might be listening. Guess what, bitch?
Yes.
I've been drinking. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. And Ramon, that ain't why they like me. That's why they don't. I don't know if that's the reason why they don't like me. I don't know, Ramon. No, because one of them, she was really nice, and I actually really liked her, and she's really, really pretty. And I kind of fight for her sometimes because I want them to actually get back together, this one particular. But he says to me that she still don't act right. She got to get some act right about it before I can continue to vouch for her. She got to get some act right. If she can't act right, I can't vouch for her. But, yeah, I don't know what y'all be saying on these streets. But you can't meet my mama. Mm-mm, you don't have my mama ask me, where that boy? That's exactly what my mama's going to say. So, like, where that boy?
That's exactly what it is. When you meet, man, I swear to God. Because my mama, every time I see someone, then I go back over there. She be like, where your girlfriend at? And I be like, I ain't got no girlfriend. But which one was that you got over here? It's always, which one? That's why I refuse to let anybody see my mom. That's real close to you. Real close.
I don't know. But why that boy? It don't be like that with Dre's mama. She know exactly who she talking about. She just can't remember his name because she terrible with names sometimes. And she's just like, what that boy? Or now, it's because, like, now with my daughter has a little friend, or his mom's like, what your little friend? Like, she remembers, like, all my best friend's names, but if it's a dude, what your little friend at? Mama, what are you talking about? That's my mama. Mm-mm, and everybody can't go home to meet her. They can't. They just can't do it. That's my pudding. That's my sassafras, honey. She, No. And I'm waiting for Ramon to answer this question that I have because he says Southern women are different. What do y'all think is different about a Southern woman from a woman from up north? I don't think there's a difference. And this rain is starting over here.
I know.
How we raised. They don't like the women up top. They don't like to talk. They hands on. They'll ask you a question, and you don't ask it fast enough. They ready to fight.
That is not
what?
True.
That is not
what?
True.
Every chick asks.
That is so
you
not true.
They ask you one question, and you don't answer. They ready to scrap.
That is not true.
Oh, that's just you. That's the type of shit you like. What? I don't understand.
That's the type of shit I like.
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't think I'm different because I was raised in the South. I don't think I'm different.
Oh no.
I don't know. I'm waiting for Ramon is gonna give me some differences. And I thank Ramon for hanging out with us tonight and hanging out in my inbox and whatnot. We appreciate you here at the Code for hanging out with us. What? Why are y'all laughing at me? I'm always waiting on Ramon. I'm gonna tell y'all this funny about my neighbor. Cause y'all know my neighbor. She's originally from Maryland. Okay, she's from Baltimore, but she's been down here in North Carolina for a while. And it's just her and her grandson and her son. And cause her husband passed away a few years ago, and I was, you know. And that's my neighbor that live up under me, because she's so nosy. So today, as I was getting off work, the CSI was outside. You know my nosy ass. I didn't know why the CSI is outside. So I called my neighbor. First I called Dre. And I tell him the CSI is outside, and he says, I'm getting off the phone. Or whatever. Because he said he didn't want to be involved in what was going on. Like, I was involved. So I call my neighbor to see if she sees this, what's going on, right? So she was like, girl, I didn't even know, but I'm going to find out. So I step outside to go get my little part that goes in the wall for my charger, because I have two different ones. I have the fast charging one and the regular charging one. So my fast charging one was in the car. So I had to go get it. So I stepped out there and I talked to her for just a moment. And we're talking about, she said, you smell so pretty. What you have on? And I'm thinking to myself, I ain't put on no perfume today. What in the world? So I was like, what are you talking about? She said, you smell so pretty. And I said, okay, well, it could be my wallflowers. So I just refilled my wallflowers. And you know how strong they can be when you first refill them,
mm-hmm.
right? So I tell her, you know, it might be my wallflowers. She was like, I have one of those. Oh, do you have an extra one? So I was like, yeah, I have some extra. So I grab a little trusty bag of wallflowers. And I trot back outside. And so she shows me what hers looks like. And I was like, well, this is the airway kind. So I can't refill this with this one. So I said, okay. So she said, well, I'm going to have my son go get me some when he go get my deodorant. And I said, well, okay. And she was like, because I use Tussie.
No, she didn't say Tussie.
Y'all, they still tell y'all, I'm laughing from an healthy ass place. First, right, I said, they still make that? And she said, yes. I said, where they make that at?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh.
Like,
oh, no.
Because I know there was only two ways you can get Tussie. It's either you got to stick your finger in it and rub that shit up under your arm, or you got that roll
yes.
on.
Yes.
And ain't no fun about to use no Tussie but an old person. And my power just went out.
Girl.
Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, God.
Oh.
So, yes, honey, I holler from a healthy freaking place. I said, I'm not doing this with you today. I'm about to go back upstairs. We got a show to do. But that was a funny that I wanted to share with y'all. So now that Ramon has answered my question in the inbox, I'm going to repeat his answer. Ramon says, I'm from New York, and they are more aggressive. They don't wait. They just go for it. Detroit women are too snobby. Southern women are too proper and uppity. They are too good to do certain things, laugh out loud. Southern women make you work too hard for the booty. So,
what about Midwest women? What about Midwest women?
Okay, so what about the Midwest women? So is that
they want to know what's going on with these Midwest women, Ramon. So tell us, what about them? I'm gonna see if my thing is gonna, cause my, like I said, my power just went out, y'all. So I'm waiting for my internet to reload and whatnot. Yeah, we're having a really bad storm at this point. He said Chicago girls are freaks. Like, laugh out loud. So
the Midwest. Ain't.
So let's go back to this. Southern women are too proper and too upbeating. Let me tell you something, Ramon. From what I heard, I'm probably the coolest bougie chick that most people have ever met. I'm cool and bougie. I'm going to go ahead and be real honest with you. That's the stuff I ain't about to participate in. Don't make sense to my life. I ain't going to do it. Call me what you like. You can call me bougie. You can call me uppity. You can call me anything that you choose other than, you know, some nonsense. But I don't really think all women, all Southern women are uppish. See, now what you're not going to do is disrespect my group of family colors. So you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that, Ramon, at all. Because he says that certain sorority chicks he hates. Well, no, I'm not even going to repeat that you hate those women. Because you must not like my aunties and all of them. So guess what? But anyway, wait a minute. I wish y'all could see some of this conversation that Ramon is having in this inbox. Talking about some always in a rush to wash up after sex. That's a turnoff. What? Is that a turnoff for y'all? How did we get here? That's what I want to say. How did we get here? Ramon said, is that a turnoff? Dre, let me ask you this, Dre. Is it a turnoff when a woman rushes to wash her cat after sex?
It depends. If we just, like, laying in the bed and we just chilling and you ain't got to go nowhere and I ain't got to go nowhere, what's the rush?
I don't like that sticky-ass feeling.
Yeah, a lot of people, women don't like this sticky-ass feeling, but the funny part is, after you go in there and you wash off or whatever, you come right back in the bed, and then you want to start playing again. Come on, now.
It's clean. You can put your mouth back down now. It's clean. It don't taste like condom.
Exactly. This food says it don't taste like condom. Okay. Oh, my God.
you don't want to get back down there and want to put your mouth on it and it tastes like rubber.
You ain't got Medusa laughing. She's in there.
She ain't drinking. What in the world?
Yeah, but you know when she start laughing, she can't stop.
Sorry. But I'm just saying, like, I ain't have to say it like that, though.
You got her sounding like the chipmunk.
I'm for real. Like, you got to realize, like, if you want to go for a round, too, like, if you really want to put your mouth back down there, I promise you, you don't want to be kissing a tire or anything else while you're down there. So, let me go freshen it up just a little bit so you don't get that taste and you get that taste that you like. You know, like, I'm just trying to make sure the experience is well for you. Matter of fact, and we've discussed the puppet pad situation. I need to go make sure ain't no stuff trickling down my leg. I don't like that feeling. Because, wait a minute, what? Ramon, are you serious? I need to know if this question is serious before I say it out loud. I mean, I see that. Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, so he's joking. He says that, see, that's why I have a plan B pill, what the rubber. Let me tell you, I was about to be like, look, listen. Plan B don't always work.
We need a C and a D, because plan A is this doggone implant in my arm. Plan B is that goddamn pill. Plan C was always the condom. No, 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 no. What? That's why people got hold of the goddamn baby.
I'm not doing this.
But I'm just saying, you got... I want to make sure it's just fresh for you when you're down there taking a sit down. That's why I just want to make sure it's fresh. You ain't down there tasting Trojans and lifestyles and shit. Okay, I'll marinate.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got a question. I got a question. There are grown men out here that fit lifestyle.
They have.
Oh God.
They have some that.
I haven't had a man.
I know, because they have some that they are some men.
What?
Feel like lifestyle, because some Trojans, they claim to be hypoallergenic, but they're not. And see, for me, my body is so sensitive to shit, so certain things you have to use. Okay, let's say he don't like lifestyles, but he has to have Trojans. Well, my body a lot of times don't agree with Trojans, okay? So it's either I'm about to jump up right after the fact, and I got to go clean myself out. I got to go hit the medicated Vagisil just so I don't get no type of infection and shit, because my shit's sensitive like that. That's why the cat can't be given to everybody. I'm sensitive to stuff. I'm sensitive to the fact that you might use a different type of soap than me. Sir, you can only use Dove. Or Irish Springs. You can't use no other soap messing with me. Nope. So that's why some stuff has to be used. But they have lifestyles in a larger size. They do. I can vouch for that.
I had no idea.
Oh.
Yes, they do. And then they have the lambskin one, or I guess that's what they're called. You know, but hey, some stuff, you know, people are allergic to stuff. Did you know that you could be allergic to your mate cum? Did you know that?
Yep.
See? Mm-hmm. That's why you can, you're not about to throw off my pH because I'm allergic to you. You're not about to do that. Have me walking around here itchy and funky.
Mm-hmm.
No, you will not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No, 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 no. I can't agree to any of that. I'm not messing with no Plan B pill. Plan no further. Pepsi and Papa Pill, Ramon? Really? Pepsi and Papa Pete.
Mm-mm.
Somebody get Ramon out of my inbox.
You know what? I can't.
What? Ramon, do you want me to repeat that? Okay, you laughing. I'm about to repeat it. He said this girl was allergic to his cum, but her girlfriend wasn't.
You know what? He on timeout. I can't.
You're on timeout now,
Ramon.
You're on timeout now. He said
one more.
This girl was allergic to his cum, but her girlfriend wasn't.
Yeah, he all the way in timeout. All the way.
Ramon, you're in timeout?
He can tell him to stay there until this time tomorrow. Solitary confinement. You don't need to be around nobody.
Yeah, in time. The last 10 minutes of the show, you in timeout. You got to stay there. You got to put your head to the corner. Don't you turn around. Don't ask for no Pepsi. You can't have no snacks in the timeout. No nothing. That's where you is.
You said no Pepsi?
Yep, I said Pepsi.
Because he said pop a pill. He said pop a pill and drink some Pepsi. So that's.
He sure did. See, if you was listening, you know what, where the Pepsi came from.
Like, oh my God.
I want you to sit there and think about what you're saying.
Like, what?
Come on, what you messing with her girlfriend too? But you out here holding her in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. That's all right. I mean, your girl had a girlfriend. That's all right. It's okay. Shake it off.
That's why I'm looking showing my TV. But, yeah. This is the day at the end of this. That's what we're doing out here in these streets.
Wait a minute. What was that? Actually, was this girl her mom and her best friend? Ramon. So you out here messing with mamas and the best friends too. So what we doing in these streets? Ramon, we gonna have a segment about this. We gonna have to figure out how to have this. Men who mess with sisters, mamas, best friends, and cousins.
Men who mess with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Not everybody.
You can't
everybody.
Blame that on Detroit. You can't blame that on Detroit, Ramon. You can't do that. Detroit didn't do it. Detroit gave us most talent. Detroit didn't give us all that old ass stuff. What are you talking about? Oh Lord Jesus. He said he gonna tell me the story one day.
I can't say nothing.
About say what, Dre?
I can't say nothing about that one. That's funny. It brought back a memory.
You too? See, I told you one just
before. I didn't do it, though.
Bro, your whole ass probably done something like that.
Are you?
I didn't do
so
it.
Are you part of Club Hold'em, too? Y'all bringing out my word. Are you part of Club Hold'em, too?
Yeah.
Well,
I should have did it, but
I didn't. He's an old hoe from back from in the Himalayas, son.
Because the fact is, she cheated on me. She cheated on me, tried to cheat me.
Blame it on her.
Baby
blame it on her. I don't.
No, she tried to. Mm-hmm. She had a baby, and she tried to say it was mine, but it wasn't mine. And then I messed around, and I went back to Eaton, and I seen her mama at the grocery store, and her mom was seeing me, we talking or whatever. And her mama looked at me, and she said these exact words. She said, yeah, my daughter, she didn't know how to treat you. You need to be with somebody that know how to treat you and bring home. What she say? It's not a treat, a good man or something like that. And she looked at me up and down. I was like, wow. I ain't say nothing.
Her mama
she gave my phone number, and then I didn't even call her. I didn't even do nothing. I should have did it, though, just because she tried to blame her baby on me, but I didn't.
That would have hurt her spirit.
Yep.
That would have crushed her whole.
I feel like milk. I'd have been like milk. But she'd have been out of there cooking eggs. But that smoked some eggs.
I will not. I shall not. What happened
well,
in our friend selection? Because I'm trying to figure out how you became my friend and you out here doing some whole ass shit.
I didn't do it, though. I could have, but I didn't do it. I should have did it. Every time I think about it, I should have did it. It's the fact that she tried to get me, knowing damn well that baby wasn't mine.
Ramon is high-fiving you through my inbox. He was like, Dre is the man. Hell yeah, Dre. Listen, don't encourage this. No, I'm the one who has to live with him and deal with his life. Please understand. I'm the one who probably will have to take care of him in his old ass age. Like, please don't. So I'm the one who's going to have to put him in the nursing home and have to worry about Miss Opal and them hoeing with Dre.
Dang. Opal?
Opal, whole ass. Because you know, Miss Opal was an old hoe. Oh, I wrote a poem one time called Old Hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Miss Opal was a hoe. Oh, Miss Opal was an old hoe.
Yes, it was an old hoe. Oh, I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to have to find it, and I'm going to let y'all read it. I'm going to have to find it. But, oh, yeah, Miss Opal was an old hoe, honey. So, yes, you can't. That is an old hoe-ass name, too, Opal.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been an interesting show. We talked about responsibility in the beginning, but then we got real sidetrackish. But this has been a good show today. I've enjoyed y'all, good colored people. And we, once again, we take room hanging out with.
Stop making her mad.
What? I can't help that some of the shit I be saying is funny, Dre. Like, you act
why
like you're the only funny person on this show.
Why you keep saying something about me laughing?
Because you can't stop when you start laughing.
Sounding like old Betty Rubble.
I'm not tipsy.
like Betty Rubble off in there.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my
goodness.
Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
Man, you're not the only funny person over here, Dre. I get some good goddamn giggles, too. You better shut up.
I'm done with the Betty Rubble. That's funny. That's exactly what you sound
like. Don't
look.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Go ahead, laugh some more.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, y'all crazy?
Okay, y'all down out here in these streets. Oh, y'all dumb out here in these streets. Ron, really? 1158? 1158, Ron. 1158.
My boy,
pull him in here. Ron.
My bad.
1158.
Better late than never.
Really? You know what? I'm not doing this with you today.
I'm
not doing
I'm
this with you. And Ron, you missed the responsibility talk. You missed all types of shenanigans. Red flag. People taste them like rubber.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
What does it sound like? Dang, rubber.
I gotta listen to the archives. Gotta listen to the archives.
You gotta listen to the archives, Ron. So, yeah. Ooh, we have. Oh, my God. That's too funny to me. But, Ron, I'm glad that you did join us because I want to say happy Father's Day to you. And I hope that is an awesome day for you on Sunday and the girls do exciting things for you and your lady friend does exciting things for you and you just get to enjoy your day because you are an awesome dad.
That's right.
Thank you very kindly.
Give these men some real gifts. Pussy and damn cars are not buying this year. We won't.
Did
you
say pussy and cars?
Well,
yes.
Yeah,
she said
Oh, God. Even though I ain't got no kids, but they want the work. I'm speaking up for all fathers.
Okay.
He said puss and car.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, I'm going to give you some pussy, and I'm going to think your favorite dinner. You do not want, the men do not want pussy and chicken this year for damn that pussy.
Oh, my God.
It's a pussy.
Lord have mercy.
Mm. song said coochie and cords. Coochie and cords. The two C's.
Yeah, that's it.
Coochie cords.
I can't deal. Coochie.
I ain't never gave that as no Father's Day gift. I ain't never in my entire life.
Oh, my God.
Well, ladies, as y'all may know, that we can't give coochie and cards for Father's Day. We got to give some ties.
Give some power tools.
What about gift cards? How about coochie and gift cards?
Give him some craftsman tools. Give him something that he's going to smell like
oil. Some of the daddies do. Some of the daddies do coochie and that. They want some real good.
Get that man an oil change kit of something.
Oh,
my God.
Get him a garage door opener that he got to put on his goddamn self.
Gonna come home, slow music playing, and all you gonna get is some too. Been married for 27 years, still getting the same shit by Father's Day.
All right, so let me ask you this then. For the ladies, let me ask you this. Does that mean that on Father's Day, is that a special enough day to get that extra hole?
No. Why are you tripping? No,
you're asking the wrong person. You're asking the wrong person. You're asking the wrong person.
Yep, my homeboy does this shit. His wife beat him the extra hole on Father's Day and his birthday.
No, I ain't giving it up. So I'm gonna answer your question. Every day should be, every day is Father's Day. Probably in my. It might be Father's Day twice a week in my house.
I am done with you. I'm done with you.
Listen, that ain't no extra. Like, if you know like I told you, I'm the coolest bougie chick you ever gonna know, and I'm probably the freakiest bougie chick you gonna know. So
Just stop.
I'm just kidding. It's Father's Day on Tuesdays and Thursdays at my house.
Oh my God.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And sometimes on Saturday, and you better not play games on Sunday morning.
Tuesday.
Before we go to church, we don't just have to watch the service on the little channel that we have. We can watch this from the house. So yeah, we might not make it to church. I didn't get all this ass just from nowhere, honey.
I swear, a part of me is saying TMI, too fucking much information. A part of me is saying, wait, that's some sexy shit right there.
Wow. I couldn't really answer it to say, is that what you're going to get on Father's Day? I mean, no, because no. Tuesdays and Thursdays and sometimes on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
y'all know
I
ain't got
your
hand. Yeah. What my mom said, that he has just smoked 3 Newports in 2 minutes listening to me. Now, look, listen here now, Ramon.
Damn.
It ain't that bad. Say what?
Damn, he just going to blame the whole thing
look,
on
listen.
You?
He's blaming on me. I ain't doing it. Ron asked the question.
You
didn't. I simply answered it.
Well, you answered the question. You answered the question and got the man with the chain smoking. Got him over there chain
smoking. And puffing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Your chest going to fall out. Ron's just going to be like, fuck this kid. Ron's going to be like, bloop. Mm-mm, we're done. Oh, God, y'all stupid.
Okay.
Y'all done for this. Y'all dumb.
Okay.
I don't know why I talk to y'all every week at the same time. Every week. What? Ramon, you need to get your life together. Don't fall off. He said his nerves is bad. He can't concentrate. He can't even stand up straight. Well,
you got that man over there. You got that man over there discombobulating and chain smoking. Well, I'll be damned.
That, and that's exactly why I can't be willy-nilly with the cat.
Let me find out he over there watching the show butt naked with some Vaseline. This is no.
Put one cigarette in his mouth and one cigarette in his left hand and Vaseline on his right hand.
And going to work.
Hey, don't shut up.
Stroking and puffing. Stroking and puffing. Stroking and puffing.
I am done with you too.
Yeah, I can't take it. Oh, y'all done out here in these streets. I
well,
y'all
has been brought to you by vodka, wine, and whatever Taylor drink because Medusa's on probation.
I had a half a glass of wine. That's all I had. You weren't supposed to drink nothing but water.
Y'all didn't tell me no water. Y'all said no shot.
Honey, we didn't even want to take a shot of wine.
I'm sorry, I missed something. Why are you on probation?
Because last week.
You need to hear the last show, brother.
Uh-oh.
Wrong.
So,
last week.
No.
Okay, so look, Ron, listen, we had a situation last week that we were covering from the inbox, right? So I told everybody to take a shot of whatever liquor they were drinking, right? So this young lady named Medusa took two shots of Hennessy.
But I had already been drinking other stuff, too. It might be chicken.
She had already been drinking wine. And she had eaten. That's why she almost choked on the chicken.
Basically, she
mixed
wine, Tennessee, and some kind of vodka together.
No, I didn't drink no vodka. I had all that wine, and then I drank two double shots of Hennessy.
Oh.
Two double shots.
But
that's my kind of woman right there. I swear for God, it's my kind of woman.
No. See, no. She can't handle it because then all of us over here on the East Coast got telephone conversations that said, it's only 9:30 here. No, it's 12:30.
It was.
What are you talking about?
It was only 9:30.
Hey, Ron.
Where I'm at.
Ron,
it was 9:30 at your house.
She called me at 12:15 and cussed me out because I was going to the club. She said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm about to go to the club. I want to talk. You need to talk to me.
I did not cuss you out.
Lord
have
mercy.
See, Ron, that's what happens when you don't show up and stuff.
I did not cuss you out.
Okay.
Right, I cussed you out.
Yeah.
What I said? I don't even remember.
You said, damn it, you ain't going nowhere. You going to talk to me. I talk to your ass and you call me all the time. You going to sit there and listen to what I got to say. I said, okay. I said, what you want to talk about? You said, what you doing? And then you started laughing.
What?
said, well, I'm about to go to the club. And you started laughing. And look good what you do.
Sound like Betty Rubble.
Exactly. And then you said,
you so, yeah, what, well,
you
got to listen to last week's show, too.
This is what she said. She said, you know what, Drake? You ain't shit. Come on, call Taylor.
Wow.
And that's when Taylor got a phone call.
Oh, I sure did.
And she was like, what you doing, girl? I'm like, I'm about to go to bed. It's 12 o'clock. She's like, oh, it's only 9 o'clock here.
See?
I'm like,
no,
I'm like, okay.
She was time zone pimping.
Yes, he was.
Just
that
everywhere. Just everywhere.
Time zone over here. All over the place. Just in these streets. Showing out. But yeah. So, So you got to go back and listen to last week's show to understand why she is no longer allowed to drink shots on the show. We don't even want her to shot water. She can't even take
a shot of air.
She can only get 1.2 ounces. At a time.
That's not true. I'm
telling y'all, it's because I didn't.
No, you can handle your wine. Eat. You can't handle your liquor. That's a difference.
Now, when
you
can handle you choking on chicken.
No, what happened was.
You almost died.
The only thing I remember is my kids, I told them to go get me some Sonic because I want some chicken fingers. I do remember that. And I was falling asleep as I was trying to eat the chicken finger, and I remember I almost choked because my life flashed before me, and I said I was never, ever drinking anything ever, ever, ever again. But my daughter said,
oh, Lord.
But how your life flashed before your eyes,
before
though?
You.
Like,
yeah.
I'm
a chicken finger.
Because I choked on it. It went down the wrong way. And this is why you are no longer allowed to drink on the show.
No, I was sleeping. I was falling asleep and trying to eat. That was the problem.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I will never. I know the error of my ways, so I didn't eat as I should have, and I probably drank a little bit too much wine. I had killed two bottles by myself, and
So I recognize the error of my ways, you know.
And it takes a responsible woman to recognize the error in her ways. That's a great step forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody on my
I still got to listen to the show, though. I still got to listen to it.
You still got to listen to it, and you got to go back and listen to this one. So check out the archives, and we have definitely got some extra in there because we are 15 whole last minutes over our time. It has been a wonderful Friday. Next week, we will be here, same time, same place, and bring your side pieces along because that's what we're talking about come next week.
I got to make sure I show up for that one.
Bring your side pieces. Bring them. Bring one, bring all. Bring your side pieces.
Ooh.
So,
possum soup?
I guess you can bring them possum assholes, I guess so.